Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. So grateful to have you connected today, and it's always a joy to have those of you who tune in every single week to this podcast. This is the place where leaders converge. We are serious about leadership, growing together with leaders, and we try to provide practical skills and information that can help you navigate the terrain of leadership. I'm grateful for all of you. If you're here for the first time, thank you so much for joining us. We believe iron sharpens iron. So you help make us better as we hope to make you better. Today, I would that you would share this podcast with as many people as you can to help us reach our goal of 1 million leaders. We believe we're on the path to do just that. Of course, we definitely want to make certain that you follow me on Instagram at JosephWalker3. That's JosephWalker3. Make sure also that you go to my website, josephwalker3.org, get information about content, books, workshops we're doing when I'm traveling around the country, merchandise, a variety of things that we have out there that can truly be a blessing for your life. I really want you to go do that and also become a Next Level Leader Book Club member. We believe that readers are leaders and leaders are readers. And so we encourage you to join the most popular book club out there. And we're reading 25 books in 2025 and would love to have you join us. So, hey, text the word book club to 78228. You'll get the information and you'll be able to join us on the Zoom link and connect with us there. Also, finally, my wife and I have a YouTube page entitled Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. We share content that we believe can be a tremendous blessing to you and your family. So make sure you go check it out. We talk about marriage and we talk about parenting. We talk about vision, supporting each other, just a variety of different topics we deal with. And we hope that it will be a blessing to you. Today, I want to talk about execution over excuses, the discipline of getting things done. This is big, right? I wrote in my book, No Opportunity Wasted. I encourage you to get it. It's called Now, No Opportunity Wasted. It's josephwalker3.org. But I wrote in that book, you need people in your life. You know, I call them people that can MSH, make stuff happen. You got to have those kind of people that know how to execute. Because what is important is that in a world filled with excuses, you need to get something done. You need people who are solution-oriented around you. And so I want to help you understand how to move your vision forward, and how to surround yourself with the kind of people, create the kind of culture in your organization and on your team where people can execute. There is a discipline to getting things done. Proverbs 14:23 says, all hard work brings a profit, but mere talk leads only to poverty. Think about that for a second. Just talking leads to poverty, but that hard work, it's what brings a profit. Nobody engages in business without wanting to see a profit, right? I think it's important for you to think about this as a leader, that everything in your life must be beneficial. It must add value. And so part of that is really understanding, how do I execute? How do I make things happen? How do I get these things done? Are you that person that's sitting around with a bunch of to-do lists, or your organization is always tabling things because you don't know where to pass it or who to pass it to? I want to help you today. So I want you to get these principles and let them guide you and be an encouragement to you. The first is that dreaming without doing is wasted potential. Let me say that again. Dreaming without doing is wasted potential. Because vision without execution is nothing. You can have a dream all day long and talk about it. This is what I want to do. But if you don't actually do it, it can be problematic. And No Opportunity Wasted, The Art of Execution is the name of that book. I talk about how people in a perpetual state of fitna. I'm fitting to do this. I'm fit to do that. That's a slang, right? But I think it's important for you to think about this. God doesn't mind you having a dream. Doesn't mind you having a vision. But if you never focus your energy on how you're going to get that thing done, you only romanticize the idea that it's something you want to do, years will pass by. You'll still be sitting up with a dream that is deferred. How many dreams have you seen deferred because people did not have a strategy? They did not know how to mobilize a team, didn't know how to actually execute that thing to bring it from ideation to manifestation. Ideation to manifestation. Think about that. The idea must manifest somewhere. And so it's important to think about that because dreaming is a blessing. We want you to dream, but it means nothing if you do not execute because it is a waste of energy and a waste of potential. Number two, discipline is the bridge between goals and accomplishment. You must commit. We live in a world where people lack discipline. We're so distracted by a variety of things. We start one thing, then we pick up something else, or we get lazy. It takes discipline to win. To be successful, you got to have mind over matter, then spirit over mind. It's mindset. It's getting to a place where you want it bad enough, where you discipline your body, you discipline your mind, you discipline your spirit, you discipline your team to say, we have got to be better than. And it's hard. I know it's difficult because discipline is something that we often reject because it is counterintuitive to our desire to just revert back to those places of apathy and complacency. But let me tell you, the bridge between goals and accomplishment is discipline. When you are a disciplined person, and you operate like that, you're able to get things done. People ask me all the time, how am I able to do the things that I do? The podcast here, Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth over there, Presiding Bishop Before Gospel over there, lead a congregation of 30,000 people over there, preaching four times every Sunday there, traveling the country, preaching here and there, doing commencement addresses, writing books there. How am I able to do all of that and still maintain my sanity? It is because of discipline, because I have discipline in my day. I control that. I get up early in the morning and I have a routine, a regimen. I don't allow time to run me. I run time. I take advantage of those key moments when I'm thinking, I've got 20 minutes, I can get this done. I've got 30 minutes, I can get this done. I don't waste time, but I maximize the day. Maximize every single moment. Create opportunities where you can have time to focus and really get things done. Here's the thing we teach our kids. If you do what you have to do when you have to do it, you can do what you want to do when you want to do it. So discipline is the bridge between goals and accomplishment. Got that? Here's the third thing. Excuses are the enemy of excellence. Stop justifying inaction. What are excuses? They're building bridges to nothingness. They are truly creating a narrative that justifies dysfunction. Excuses are the tools of the incompetent, building bridges to nowhere. I need you to get to a place where you say, I'm after excellence. Learn Isaiah 1:17, learn to do good. Get to a place in your life where you say, no more excuses. I can sit up and talk about all the things that are wrong. It's too early to go to the gym, or, you know, my team doesn't do this, or you don't get up early, or we don't move like this, or this hasn't happened, or we don't have the resources. Just excuse after excuse after excuse. Many of the extraordinary things that you benefit from today would never be possible if the people who created them, the people who push those businesses forward, believed every excuse. You've got to move away from excuses and say it is the enemy of excellence. Let's show up in our best self, coming to the table with solutions, not problems. I tell my team all the time, I already know the problems. You don't have to chronicle statistics to me and tell me what's going on. Show up and bring me a solution. In that book, and I keep referencing it, No Opportunity Wasted, because I think you should get it. The very first chapter of that book is you're born to solve a problem. When you understand that you're born to solve a problem, then you will not become a problem. So inevitably, you know that there's something wrong, but the answer God has placed inside of you as a leader to fix it. So why make excuses about how bad it is? You're the one that has the answer to help turn the tide. There you have it. Excuses are the enemy of excellence. Number four is prioritizing what matters most. Prioritizing is so important because productivity versus busyness. A lot of people that are just busy, 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 but have no priorities. One of the things I try to do is to lay out a plan and say, what are the things that are most important as it relates to getting things done? I deal with those things first. And then I kind of lay things out in sequence relative to their level of importance and significance. You've got to prioritize your day. You just can't be all over the place. You've got to have a plan, a blueprint. You have to have some guardrails and say, this is what is a top priority now. Let's focus on this and close this chapter, then move on to this. And so it's important to really highlight those things that matter most and not waste energy on things that are of no consequence. Think about your life as a leader and how many hours of your day have you wasted on things that did not even matter, things that had no consequence. In this season, I want you to put your energy of intentionality toward what matters most. You determine that based upon your priorities. You determine that based on the kind of energy and time you want to give it. Here's number five. I'm going to spend some time here. Small, consistent steps lead to big results. If you're going to get things done, you've got to understand that small steps should be celebrated. Even the Bible says, don't despise small beginnings. Everything you do, you got to just say, hey, if I'm working out and I say, you know what? I ran 15 minutes today. Great. I did 15 minutes on the treadmill. Celebrate that. Don't walk away saying, shucks, I couldn't even get up to 30 minutes. No, celebrate the 15 minutes. And then the next day, maybe it's 20 minutes. Then the next day after that, maybe it's 25, and you know how this goes. So you've got to learn how to celebrate small wins, small successes along the way. You cannot just beat down on yourself because this creates a culture and a climate around you that is counterintuitive, that competes against your self-interest. I believe it's important that you recognize that getting things done sometimes happens in small increments, that we do this, move that, we move that, we move that. And ultimately, we look back and say, wow, because of the small steps of intentionality, we were able to get the thing done. This makes sense from a leader perspective. One, the conservation of your own personal energy. Two, the proper allocation of your funding, that you're not throwing everything out at one time, but you are amortizing it or using it, scheduling it, right? You see how this works? Like truly, 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 incrementally saying, let's take our time, get this right, but we're celebrating. As every corner we turn, every single thing we do, we're celebrating those moments. And so I think that's important. And so don't despise small beginnings. Number six, accountability accelerates action. Who's holding you accountable? Can I talk to you just for a second? Who in your life is able to call you and say, what are you doing? Why are you still at home? Why are you not out doing what you said you were going to do? Where's that project? Where's that book? Where's that thing you said you were going to do? See, I am literally holding some of you accountable right now because you need to have people who can hold you accountable because it accelerates your action. It gets you going. You need somebody that can push you and sometimes low-key upset you to get you to a place where they call out your season of triflingness or your stagnant space and say, you're better than that. What are you doing? Let's go. What kind of help do you need? What kind of support do you need? You said you'd be done with this by now. Why are we still waiting on it? See, this is what you need, people to push you. And one of the things you will learn, people who truly love you will constantly push you. It may get under your skin, but they are pushing you because they know what's inside of you. I think that's so important. Think about Austin Reeves of the Los Angeles Lakers, right? And he talks about how LeBron was so hard on him early on because LeBron saw something in him and he was pushing him and pushing him and pushing him because he wasn't going to let him be average. He's going to be an extraordinary basketball player as he is becoming. So I think it's important to have somebody who's holding you accountable, somebody who can pick up that phone and call you in the morning and say, I don't see you, or I see you in the middle of the day doing something that's inconsistent with who you said you were going to be. You're off brand. You're not representing the kingdom. You got more people looking at you than you think. You got to make right decisions. You can't address that. Stay neutral. Deal with this. So you need people that can speak into your life. Accountability matters. And I believe with all of my heart, I'm better today because I have people who have permission to hold me accountable with no strings attached. Those are the real people in your life that will not let you go off a cliff, will not let you risk your destiny, but will truly speak into your life what needs to be said at the right time. Let's review our points before we go to number 7. We're talking about execution over excuses, the discipline of getting things done. Our first point was dreaming without doing is wasted potential. We want to get past just thinking about it and romanticizing it. We want to really have a plan. We want to have a strategy between ideation and manifestation. I have an idea. What's the strategy to get it done? How do I move it forward? Secondly, discipline is the bridge between goals and accomplishment. If you become a disciplined person, man, you will be millennials ahead of a lot of people, just purely on discipline. One of the things that I pride myself on is discipline, being a focused and disciplined person to get things done. I don't waste time, nor do I waste other people's time. Number 3, excuses are the enemies of excellence. No more excuses. Let's go. Yes, no more bringing up this and saying it's not possible because of this or that. No, we are leaders and we can figure out creative solutions to get the very thing that needs to be done, done. Here's number 4, prioritizing what matters most. Thinking about the things that are central to your success, your faith, your family. You know, thinking about all those things that matter to you, that as you go out and you begin to prepare the things that you know you have to do, you're clear on your priorities. It becomes stated that people know where you stand and what's important to you. And everything else centers around that. So prioritizing what matters most, you have to do that. No one can do that for you. Number 5, celebrating those small, consistent steps along the way. They lead to big results. If I learn how to be faithful and to celebrate small victories, then it sets me up for bigger things. I believe God will reward me because he knows I'm going to give him glory for the small things as I would the big things. And then, of course, accountability. Man, who in your life is holding you accountable? Who is saying, hey, I got to make sure you win. I got to check you on this. I got to make sure things are going well. You need somebody that can hold you accountable. Number 7, y'all, is simply this, and you've heard it. It's biblical. Faith without works is dead. At the end of the day, you have to move beyond just talking. You really have to get to a place where you're actually moving into doing. You know, Arnold Schwarzenegger says you can have results or excuses, not both. It's so important that we recognize, and I tell people of faith this all the time, and I want to say it with you, there is no divine intervention without human responsibility and accountability. God always employs human agency before he moves in our lives. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, seek my face and pray, turn from their wicked ways, then God says, I will heal the land. That's something we have to do, and then God makes his move. You see how this works? So when you bring the tithe to the storehouse, God says, I will then open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing you won't have room enough to receive. So it's not inaction by God. It's intentional non-action in order to help you understand the power of works. God is not going to do it all, y'all. You've got to move with a corresponding action and say, God, I believe by faith, yes, but I am going to show you by what I do. And I am going to work this thing. And I'm going to make certain that my life is manifesting the vision that God had for me, that I'm no longer making excuses because I want to win and I want to see you win. Wow. I hope this one has blessed you, the discipline of getting things done. Thank you so much for listening. And I want to make sure you follow me at Joseph Walker 3 on Instagram. Let me know how this blessed you. I would love to see your comments. Please follow me. Send me a note. Put it out there. Say, hey, I'm locked in. It's my first time. I heard it. Let me know what you think. Secondly, don't forget, be a book club member. Next Level Leader Book Club by texting book club to 78228. Thirdly, go to my wife and I's page on YouTube, Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. Check out those episodes. They are hilarious. They will bless you, empower you. Just go there. Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. You'll see it. I'm so grateful for all of you, and I thank you so much for just sharing on this platform with me. I truly appreciate it. God is a good God. I want you to continue to be great, trust him, and know that great things are in store for your future. To God be the glory. Thank y'all for rocking with me. I appreciate it. Until next time. You be blessed.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph Blackman.